Welcome back to it on this Friday. Good to have you here. It's the 4th of December. The Trump campaign challenge remove unlawful ballots advances in Wisconsin, so there's a win for the challenges in the court. The Trump campaign challenging 221,000 ballots in the state. The margin, the unofficial margin of victory, about 20,000 for Joe Biden. Then you've got Act 77 in Pennsylvania, of course. Looks pretty clear to me that that would be an unconstitutional move by the Secretary of State and others. In Pennsylvania, you have to have a constitutional amendment to change state voting laws, but they did it anyway prior to the election. And then, of course, the tape out of Georgia yesterday showing suitcases of ballots being wheeled from under a table in the middle of the night. My next guest, Dr. Lauren Wright, here to help me understand all of this so I can sort it out. Lauren, welcome back.
Hey, Steve. Good morning.
So let's start with that tape in Georgia. Everybody's seen it. I hope you have as well. Suitcases, big wheeled suitcase-type containers of ballots being wheeled out from under a table after the media is sent home, after Republican observers are sent home. By the way, that'd be in violation of Georgia law because you have to have the public present. It's Georgia law to observe counting like this. What do you make of it?
I've heard really mixed analyses of this tape. You know, we don't even know if they're suitcases. You yourself just said suitcase-type containers. I've also heard that Republicans were not told to leave the room. And then on top of all of this, you know, I agree if that was true, all of these allegations, it would be disturbing. But none of this overturns the result. None of this is indication that there's enough Trump vote to change the result.
So, well, this would change the result, actually, mathematically speaking. If I may, Lauren, the boxes that were rolled out, according to those that testified in Georgia yesterday, each contained about 6,000 ballots. Could contain up to about six, and there were at least four that were seen, so that'd be 24,000 ballots counted when nobody else is around. And regardless of whether the Republicans, whatever you want to tell yourself about, but everybody leaves the room at the same time except four people. The media leaves, all the Republicans leave. You can watch it. It's the footage from the arena. It's not somebody else's. It's the security tape footage from the arena. Everybody leaves. And then after they see that everybody's gone, they start pulling these big trunks out from under the table. You think that's just normal behavior in an election?
No, I don't know what it is. But I can tell you that there's not enough votes there to overturn the result.
Sure there are. The margins, of course there are. 24,000 is more than 12,000. 24,000 is greater than 12,000, right? Is 24,000 more than 12,000?
Well, do you have x-ray vision into the ballots? I don't.
See, it just seems to me you want to overlook a blatant illegal activity.
No,
you can't do that in Georgia. It's illegal.
It's ridiculous that we're continuing with these fantasies about Trump winning. He did not win.
Fantasies. So the videotape is the videotape then is a fantasy.
No, I think that Trump winning the election is a fantasy that will not happen.
I see.
And I also think
so hold on. Just hold on. I want to address that for a second. You believe that for the first time since 1888, a sitting president got more votes running for a second term and didn't win. First time in 132 years that happened. And he didn't just get a few more votes. He got 12 million more votes and still lost. You believe the Republicans picked up 14 seats in Congress and won all 27 contested seats in Congress. Picked up a governorship, didn't lose any. Picked up three state houses, didn't lose any. Won all the way across this country. And the only race they lost was for president to a guy who didn't campaign, who couldn't draw 100 people to a rally. You believe these things?
Yes, of course I do. And a lot of that is normal voting behavior. And every side, every candidate saw increased turnout this year. A lot of Republicans succeeded. A lot of Democrats succeeded. This was a hated president in the middle of an economic downturn and a pandemic. Yes, he's an incumbent, but of course it's possible that he would lose. In fact, that was the most likely outcome yet.
Fact of the matter is, Americans don't believe Joe Biden won. The fact of the matter is, overwhelmingly, the evidence is coming in, and you can ignore it like all of the other people on the left ignore the evidence, including videotape now. We know that Act 77 on its face is unconstitutional in Pennsylvania the way it was handled. And today, more allegations of real fraud in Nevada. So to say there's not enough to overturn the election, I think you're mistaken in mathematics, because if Pennsylvania is declared as unconstitutional as it should be, that'd be 20. If Georgia cheated and it proves that they broke the law there, there's 16. And if Nevada is also equally corrupt, that would be a total of 42. That would certainly be enough to change the outcome of the unofficial results.
We don't have evidence that any of the things you just said.
We have videotape, Lauren.
We have videotape,
and we have Act 77.
In which things are being dismissed.
How do I not have proof of Act 77? It exists.
No, I understand what you're saying. There are incidents in which we should examine to improve our election system. We should identify cases of fraud where they occur, and they do occur in every election, and we should get better next time. We should not throw out the millions of votes of people who already voted. That would be a tremendous departure from democratic elections in this country. And I don't think we want to see that. And I don't.
So if they throw out ballots, but it's okay to count illegal ones, you're okay to keep the illegal ballots.
The president,
I mean, that's what I hear. You're okay to keep the illegal ballots because you might throw out some good ones with all the illegal ballots. Well, that makes sense. To whom, I'm not sure.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I think that reasonable people could disagree on that Pennsylvania law, but the Supreme Court decided it, and that's the end of the conversation.
So if the Supreme Court decides that Act 77 is unconstitutional, you'll support that?
Yes. I mean, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court made a decision.
No. The United States Supreme Court, that case is going to the U.S. Supreme Court. And when it does, if the U.S. Supreme Court sets aside Act 77, you'll support that.
Yes.
And if that's Pennsylvania's vote, if Pennsylvania's vote gets thrown out.
We have law.
Okay, so if
we
Pennsylvania's,
have a judicial.
And if Pennsylvania's vote gets thrown out, you'll support that. If in Georgia they declare an illegal election because of the videotape and the other evidence that's piling up, you'll support that.
I mean, who's declaring an illegal election? What are you talking about? In Georgia,
because the governor there has now called finally for an audit of ballots for signature matches. He did that last night.
Right.
If they conclude the election was not full, fair, and legal, and therefore they set it aside, which they could in Pennsylvania, you would support that. You'll support it. The court set these elections aside for some reason. You'll support that.
Well, I don't know. I think that's extremely unlikely.
Okay, that's not the question. The question is not whether it's likely.
So far, has indicated nothing is going to change. But okay. I'm saying that, of course, I respect the judicial system.
Okay, so if even if it's unlikely, which wasn't the question, if they set it aside, you'll support that?
Yes, but they're not going to. I mean, we need to stay in reality here. Grounded reality.
Let's go to the tape. There is a tape, Lauren. I know you guys like to ignore things like physical evidence, eyewitness evidence, and affidavits. Anyhow, I got to leave it there. Greatly appreciate your input, as always. Dr. Lauren Wright, here from Princeton, where she teaches. Quick break here on a Friday. It's the No Panic Zone. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We've got a lot more to cover.
Talk about you, man. Let's take it to the stage. Up, buzz it down.
DTE believes that leaders do what's right, not what's easy. So we're building the largest wind and solar installations in the state and using cleaner natural gas. And over the next 10 years, we'll triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. We're committed to a future where affordable, reliable energy doesn't contribute to climate change. Because to lead, we have to do what's right. Learn more at dtecleanenergy.com. DTE. What's the easiest way to switch to 100% clean energy? Enroll in DTE's My Green Power program. Anyone can sign up and choose the percentage of renewable energy to use. My Green Power is one of the biggest voluntary programs in the country, and you can join today. No installation, no long-term commitment, and the fastest way to help speed Michigan to a clean energy future. Visit migreenpower.com today. DTE.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor, Managing Director with Stiles Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.